From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Do you have dinner with any famous people this week?
No, I tell you, my entire social schedule is gone for the year.
It is?
That was it. All in 1 week.
Will Shortz is out of season. Now, you spend the rest of the winter, what, inside creating puzzles and crossword puzzles and games and everything, right?
Sure, I can always do that.
Always do that. I think in your spare time, waiting for the train, you can do that. You gave us a challenge last week, which is a lot of fun. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said, think of a well-known brand name whose second letter is T. Change the T to U, the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll get an everyday uncapitalized English word. What is it?
Your answer, please.
Well, my intended answer was Q-tips, which becomes quips. We also accepted Atra, as in the brand of razor, which becomes Aura. And we accepted STP, the fuel additive, which makes SUP.
Well, we had about 450 had quips, 300 had Atra, 160 STP. Our randomly chosen winner is Marilyn Levine, and she joins us from Manchester, Massachusetts. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Leanne.
I understand you're a big puzzle fan.
Yes. I've been listening for many years.
You have? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. A veteran Weekend Edition Sunday puzzle fan. What other kind of puzzles do you do?
New York Times every Sunday.
Oh, you're just sucking
up. Oh, bless
your heart. I've been doing that for years since I was a kid.
You have?
Yes.
Really? So Eugene T. Maleska days and going way back.
That's right.
And you do them every Sunday. Do you do it in ink?
I used to do it in ink. But lately I've been doing it in pencil because it got to the point where, you know, scratched out ink is kind of unpleasant looking.
I understand. Well, now here's one where it can't ever get ugly looking because it's just radio. You ready to play the on-air version?
I hope so.
Oh, I bet you are. All right. Well, Will, please meet Marilyn. Let's play.
All right, Marilyn, today's puzzle is in honor of Veterans Day, which is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name containing the consecutive letters V-E-T. Specifically, the first word will end in V-E, and the second word will start with T. For example, if I said government levy that affects the wealthy the most, you would say progressive tax.
Oh, dear. Okay.
All right, number one, a romantic arrangement involving three people.
And the first word ends in V-E,
mm-hmm.
and the second word begins with T.
Romantic arrangement involving three people. Well, first of all,
Trio?
No. What's a three-sided figure called?
A three-sided figure would be a triangle. Oh,
right?
A triangle.
What kind of triangle? Four-letter word.
Love triangle.
Love triangle is correct.
Okay.
Good job. All right, try this one. It immediately precedes Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
What's the day before Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, and what kind of Tuesday?
Trove.
Trove Tuesday, there you go.
Okay.
Try this one.
Okay.
Immoral activity that went on before the Civil War.
Slave.
That's it? Meaning business dealings.
Business. See? Oh, slave trade.
Slave trade is, right? The founder of Wendy's.
Founder of Wendy's?
Uh-huh.
Dave?
Yes.
Oh, what's his last name?
I
don't remember his last name.
I don't either.
Oh, I'll give you half credit for that. It's Dave Thomas.
Thomas.
Okay.
All right. How often Francis Ford Coppola won Oscars?
Five times.
Good job.
Sticky
stuff that holds a bandage in place.
Adhesive tape?
Good.
Okay.
Esophagus, stomach, and colon to food. It's the part of the body that breaks down food.
Stomach.
Yeah. What's that whole area called that the food goes through?
Digestive?
Yes.
Digestive tract.
Digestive tract, is it? Anyone's first language.
Okay.
Something talk.
Your blank tongue.
Native tongue.
Native tongue, is it? How about a popular brand of stuffing?
Popular brand of stuffing.
Might stuff a chicken or turkey with this. Stovetop is right. And here's your last one. A source of a small green Mediterranean fruit.
Source of a small green Mediterranean fruit. Olive tree.
Yeah. That is it. Olive tree. Good job.
Oh, we got some steam once we got going there, Marilyn.
Yeah.
You had a good time?
Oh, it's great to have some help.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, right. Yeah, right there. Absolutely right there. Well, we're going to give you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles. These you can do in ink if you want to, Marilyn. Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. What's your public radio station?
WBUR.
Great station. Marilyn Levine in Manchester, Massachusetts. What a player. Thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today.
Thank you.
All right. Will, a challenge for all our listeners to work on for the next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Susan Wampler of Bellevue, Washington. Name two items commonly found in a woman's purse. Interchange their initial letters, and you'll get two new words that mean to destroy. What are they? So again, two items commonly found in a woman's purse. Interchange their initial letters, and you'll get two new words, each of which means to destroy. What words are they?
When you have the answer, send us an email. Our address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Leanne.